Thanks for spending time with us on this special edition of The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. As part of our 2024 election coverage, Delaware Public Media is highlighting a series of races to watch ahead of the September primary. Our series continues in Kent County, where an incumbent Democrat in the state House faces a primary challenge. For the first time since winning the 29th House District seat, State Representative Bill Bush must earn his spot on the November general election ballot. Bush and Monica Shockley Porter face off for that spot in the September 10th Democratic primary. And Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee has more on both candidates and where they stand.
The 29th House District has been blue since 2012 when Trey Pardee, now a state senator, won the seat and held it through 2018. Now, Bill Bush is seeking to hold it for a fourth term against political newcomer Monica Shockley Porter. Bush takes morning walks through different communities in District 29 and hosts meetups over coffee.
I truly enjoy what I do. Constituent service is my passion. I am in this position because I really love to help people. What I really love is in my communities, you know, I get the opportunity to help my constituents with all kinds of problems.
Shockley Porter says heading into her campaign, it was her constituents that built her priority list, which originally included voting rights, gun safety regulations, and abortion rights.
I don't want to just make these blanket general statements that are safe, right? But I really wanted to drill down on what the issues were within the community and what folks were sharing with me.
So her list shifted, and she now focuses on mental health, education, road safety, and workers' rights. Shockley Porter and Bush have some overlapping priorities. Bush also prioritizes education. He previously served on the Caesar Rodney School Board and the Board of Trustees for Delaware Technical Community College. Bush sponsored legislation during his first term boosting mental health services in elementary schools and sponsored another bill signed in August doing the same in Delaware high schools.
Especially after coming out of COVID, I think there's a greater need now than there has ever been for more mental health services within our schools.
Bush also sees a wider need for health care facilities to help address the state's growing senior population, including in Kent County.
I hope we can think about maybe more facilities up in that area. I think we also need more doctors so people don't have to wait for an appointment or things along those lines.
Shockley Porter's background is in education and mental health. She currently works for the Capital School District. She has firsthand experience working with families who need mental and behavioral health support and has experienced it in her own family. Shockley Porter aims to make sure wellness centers for students remain well-funded, but she says there's also a broader need for mental health care, particularly in areas like Kent County.
Especially in our more rural communities, there's a huge need for mental health services and mental health supports to be available. Again, that's a funding issue. So I definitely believe that there's a need to pour more resources into mental health.
The economy is also a key part of Shockley Porter and Bush's campaign platforms. Bush says he wants to make sure Delaware and specifically Kent County are places businesses want to be with the goal of creating jobs with higher wages.
We, on our end, need to make sure it's a great place for businesses to set up, that we're supportive, that, you know, we can do different things in terms of helping to, you know, hopefully keep down different insurance rates and other rates so that they can be successful.
Bush wants to see more manufacturing companies settle in Kent County and notes some companies like Delmarva Corrugated Packaging are already bringing new jobs to Delaware. Bush was the primary sponsor of a bill that includes a loan program for micro businesses, which might otherwise lack the resources to start up or keep doors open. Shockley Porter emphasizes workers' rights, like ensuring employees have sick time and safety leave when discussing the economy.
Workers are essential. We can't operate or maintain anything without our staff members or workers. I am very focused on just the average working family. I really want to drill down on what they need and not necessarily what companies may need or corporations may need.
Bush says he also supports workers, noting he co-sponsored a bill earlier this year that would require Delaware employers provide a minimum of 1 hour of earned sick time and safety leave for every 30 hours worked. That bill stalled in committee. There are a variety of other issues each candidate says figure predominantly in their agendas. Shockley Porter would like to see the General Assembly continue to pursue strong gun safety legislation.
I definitely believe that gun violence as a health crisis and definitely stand for gun safety regulations. I have experienced losing loved ones to gun violence. So that's something that I believe needs to continue to be addressed here in Delaware and across our nation.
Bush says Delaware state government needs to address racial inequities, including those present in criminal justice and healthcare.
Systemic racism is something I want to ensure that we eliminate within our criminal justice system as well as within all of our government itself. There's probably some things I'm going to continue to move forward with and trying to eliminate some things where I see systemic racism.
As they make their final pitch to voters, Bush says that residents of the 29th District know him and what he can do.
What I can tell you, I am a hard worker, and I believe in working with my constituents, helping my constituents, and I think what I do in our communities is really good, and I think I am the best person for the job.
Shockley Porter wants voters to know she's deeply rooted in the district and in Delaware.
My family has been in Delaware, oh my goodness, we can trace our roots back to the 1700s, which is pretty just amazing to be able to trace our roots here in Delaware back to the 1700s. I'm an African-American woman, so we can trace our roots to a plantation actually in Sussex County. And Delaware is just near and dear to my heart.
The winner of this race faces Republican Anthony Ehipsiaco Jr. in the November general election in a district where Democrats hold a nearly 2-to-1 registration advantage, but independents make up nearly a third of voters. Abigail Lee, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Abigail, for bringing us a look at that race to watch in Kent County. And that's all we have time for on this special edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter there by clicking Newsletters at the top of the page. And remember, The Green is also available via podcast at our website, as well as Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and the NPR and Delaware Public Media apps. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page or by emailing us at thegreen@delawarepublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make this special edition of the show possible, Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee. Our Candidate Conversations producers, Ethan Grandin, Jeet Hanslin, and Robert Stice. And Delaware Public Media's senior producer, Kyle McKinnon. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Bernstein. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of The Green, and we'll see you again Friday on The Green, where Delawareans get tuned into A First State of Mind.